I spoke with Karen Tongson, an associate professor of English and Gender Studies at USC. She knows what it's like to get stares when she walks into a public bathroom.
Somebody who comes in, who wears short hair, who doesn't wear particularly feminine clothing, into a women's restroom, there is this sort of paranoia or fear that I'm sometimes met with, that I've entered the wrong place and that I'm somehow violating an inner sanctum.
She says most concerns about gender-neutral or unisex bathrooms come from women. Many say they worry about their own safety if guys can come in. And as politically incorrect as this might sound, some women think that men are just not as tidy in the stalls.
And so there is the idea that a woman could be isolated, a vulnerable female could be isolated in a joint gendered public restroom with someone male who might threaten her safety.
Women are also worried about their privacy.
And everything from grooming, cleanliness, and aesthetics, wanting to separate, having existed so long in a kind of separate gender system around certain private behaviors, particularly using the restroom. For some people, for some cisgendered women, also taking care of their menstrual cycle or whatever in a public restroom, they feel less comfortable doing that, knowing that there are, people of the opposite gender in that same environment.
UC may have changed their policy. In fact, all schools in California must make bathrooms available to transgender students. But Tongson says it may take some time before gender-neutral bathrooms are found in most public spaces.
The fact that, there have been different legislative gestures in different sort of state environments that have shifted that separate gender paradigm around restrooms, I'm not sure that, if that would eventually fade away.
Kelby Harrison is the director of USC's LGBT Resource Center. She says there are already 15 gender-neutral bathrooms on USC's campus, but a lot of buildings still don't have them.
What about the buildings where there isn't a single-stall restroom that can be changed, like this building, for example, where we have our resource center? So it is a hub where trans students can come and hang out. But if they have to leave this building to use the restroom, that's a little uncomfortable.
She said USC is still working to make sure that there are enough bathrooms for all genders. I'm Hillary Jackson for Annenberg Radio News.